Even if you're short on space, you can cultivate a mini indoor garden that brings nature's bounty right into your home. Get ready for a green journey as we explore the art of starting a mini indoor garden for growing your own herbs and vegetables. Hello and welcome to another episode of Prepping Causatively. I'm your host, Annie, and today we're diving into the world of fresh, homegrown produce. Now, first things first, let's talk about why having an indoor garden is a game changer. Not only does it provide you with a constant supply of fresh organic produce, but it also connects you with nature, reduces your carbon footprint, and brings a touch of greenery into your living space. Plus, the joy of plucking your own herbs for a meal is truly unbeatable. Now let's dive into the practical steps of starting your mini indoor garden. First, assess your space, whether it's a window sill that's sunny, a balcony, or even a corner with good artificial lighting. Find a spot where your plants can thrive. Herbs like basil, mint, and parsley, as well as compact vegetables like cherry tomatoes and peppers, are excellent choices for indoor gardening. Next up, the soil. Choose a well-draining potting mix that's suitable for indoor plants. You can easily find this at your local garden center. Make sure to select containers with drainage holes to prevent waterlogging. We'll explore the best container options and soil amendments in a future episode, so make sure you stay tuned for that. Watering is key. Indoor plants often require less water than their outdoor counterparts. Be mindful not to overwater. Let the topsoil dry out slightly between the waterings. The frequency will depend on the type of plant, the size of the pot, and the environmental conditions. It's a balance, and we'll discuss watering techniques soon. Lighting is crucial for indoor gardening success. Most herbs and vegetables need at least 6 to 8 hours of sunlight a day. If natural light is scarce, consider supplementing with grow lights. Now let's talk about the stars of your indoor garden. The plants themselves. Start with herbs like basil, thyme, and rosemary. They're not only delicious, but also relatively easy to grow indoors. As you gain confidence, venture into compact vegetables like cherry tomatoes, peppers, or even small varieties of lettuce. I do have in my website the post that will go along with this. There's one on basil, there's one on peppers, and there's one on tomatoes. You might want to check them out. I'll put the links in the notes. So as we wrap up today's episode, remember that starting a mini indoor garden is not just about growing your own food. It's about nurturing a connection with nature, cultivating a positive environment, and prepping positively for a more sustainable lifestyle. In future episodes, we're going to tackle some common issues that expand your indoor garden and even preserve your harvest for later use. Thanks for joining me on this green journey today on Prepping Positively. If you found this episode helpful, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with your fellow plant enthusiasts. Until next time, keep prepping positively, and may your indoor garden flourish with freshness.